just try and qualify to go to the beautify the shape of the body of the lotus in the hand. This is the holy celestial mention of the Bodhisattva. This is taught. this is the teaching. That quest by the Vajra. This is praised by devas, nagas, the giver, the mother's son, and Nyamchi, and Asuras, those great beings. This which perfect all the wishes. Anyone who has a great defilement, whose mind is obscured, anyone who listens to this, even keep this text, even recite this text, read or sing or exercise well, anyone who does this, all their karma, all their departments of disturbing thoughts, completely purified. And get up in the morning, and if you recite this one time, then the Buddha, holding lotus in hand, will follow up and break it. I think it might be usually lotus in hand is a compassion. Whatever wishes you have in the heart, needs, just by thinking, you will achieve. And by abiding in isolated place, alone, and you visualize Buddha in the mind, then remember the described qualified conveyance the lotus in the hand. Then you recite this 7 times, this mantra. Then whatever you wish you will achieve, then you will be attracted by all the sentient beings. Means all the sentient beings. You become beautiful, say, wonderful, enchanted, see, by all the sentient beings. And and those sentient beings, their lower realms gets stopped. just for a little while, you sit. There's one word in the show. and you recite. in your mind. That this will purify negative karmas collected, hundred thousands of 10 million years. So it means not just 10 million, but 10 million, like 10 million, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, but like that, 100,000. So even that, not just one, but so many. So short while is by sitting, and then recite this mantra in the heart. Then it purifies so many. It purifies nirkama, like so many, 100,000 or 10 millions of eons. That you will be enriched of great collections of merit, that not just world turning kings, but 1,000 world turning kings, you know how much merit they collect. So you will be enriched of a great, you know, Christ merit. So to just to make a comment on that, Wilton King is especially priest of the Jews in one continent, like this South continent, only. So a king that which is that there's no other king that can match by power and wealth. one who has the most power, you know, gives the wealth. There is no other king can compare to that. So that's what Wilton King. So there's Wilton King who control one continent, two continents, three continents, four continents, and Wilton King even goes to all the devils. So like that. So to be born Wilton King one time, you know, you need inconceivable merit. You need to crack inconceivable merit if you to be born as Wilton King one lifetime. So you see. You see. So can you imagine that you know, with all that wealth and power, one was the most wealth and power. So how much merit, you know, wealth and contract. So immense. So now here talking about 1,000 Wilton kings, how much merit they claim, so that much. But starting this mantra will be enriched of questions, you know, great questions of this, you know, great questions, merit acquired by 1,000 Wilton kings. And you will be born in the, let's say, great, in touch of, in the great race of lotus. And from life to life. Not sure, but I think it might be probably it might be easy, that life to life, the practitioners of compassion with that Genesis. The lower tantra, even the Genesis, the outer inner secret, but the lower tantra of Genesis, the great tantra, that Genesis, like 1,000-arm Genesis, 1,000-arm Genesis, like that. The lower tantra is a lotus type. So lower tantra comes in two types. Lotus type, Vajra type, Tathagata type. So Genesis is a lotus type. So I think it might mean that. My guess is that it might become, you know, like then you will be respected by extraordinary and exalted beings. If you hold a scented flower in the hand, in your both hands. Then you recite this mantra 7 times, you will achieve thousands of great qualities. The appearance of the ultimate reality of great compassion will be generated within that person. That means realize, you know, they have to realize things are empty. And by seeing things are empty, then we see things as well. You see. You see things that do not exist from their own starts. So you think it's illusions. So that. The appearance of the ultimate reality of the great compassion and the generativity within that person. The show the relation to the compassion, but the highest tantra, the tantra of wisdom, among the bliss, one of the great bliss, which tantra of the wisdom, great bliss, that's called compassion. There's a meaning that's explained to that. But here I'm not sure whether this compassion means like that. And that that you will possess great holy being qualities, then by looking at the face of the lotus in the hand, the compassion for this face, then you recite this mantra, you will see the exalted compassion of the Lord, who is always smiling, the destroyer, qualified, gone beyond, is always smiling. So if you, by looking at the face of the lotus in hand, which is compassion Buddha, genocide mantra, you will see the destroyed qualified Gandhi and always smiling, the exalted compassion hand of the Lord. You will achieve the clear appearance of Dharma. The first which is no stain. That is the first Bhumi. That Bodhisattva symbol is first. And in that life, you will achieve the remembrance of the Buddha. I'm not 100% sure, but at the time of death, maybe remembering Buddha at that time, those crucial times in their life, both remember Buddha. Then you're free from the problems. You are saved, you're guided. Put it that way. While your mind is in the equipoise meditation, then the time of death will happen. So you may see, when you pass away, you don't pass away just in an ordinary way, see, non-virtual problem, you will die in a meditation state. Then, in all the lifetimes, you will remember the life. Many lives you will remember. As you, exactly as you wish, all the kind of obscurations, it will cease. Exactly as you wish, if you want to cease all the kind of obscurations, then on the 15th, the 12th and 15th, the full moon, you do noonday. Means of fasting. Fast, you know, meaning of the body, the fasting, meaning of the speech is silence. Then you know the mind is, you know, keeping the mind in virtues. So you wear the white dress, then then you see, in the presence of stupa or Buddha's holy body, which contains a relic, Buddha's relic, equipped also relic with this precious mantras that, like the secret relic, the Dharmakaya relic, which means this mantras which you have been putting in the stupas and such statues. So it gives incredible power to purify the karma and practice. Incredible merits. So so could be another meaning of relic would be those mantras. So you put a white sandalwood. Let's see. The statue of the holy body containing relic or mandala. That's the mandala of the race. Since talking this practice is related to compassion. So you sprinkle flowers to the mandala and the strap called by Gondian to the Chandra 60. So here it's a separate. This is qualified Gondian with Shaitan Buddha. Then exalted compassion and the Lord. They also offer incense, light, and scented smell, light, also, and also, lit incense. So it could be scented smell, so any perfumes or but anything that was scented smell, then offer light, then lit incense. Then sit there and you recite this mantra 108 times. And then you will be free from all the late karmas. Even you have done late karma that which has not bred, in Tibetan called sammeva, so which means no bread from another life. After you have committed the karma, you immediately reborn in the lower realm. In the hot hell. Even that, the very heavy hot hell, a great hot hell, and the unbearable the hell realm, which is often for one in the medium. So what are those nirkama? What are those nirkama? You see, no break of the life, immediately next to be reborn. The very heavy hot hell realms is the killed father, mother, until I have harmed Buddha and caused blood to Buddha, caused sinning the amount of time. Verse 5. And Nikramas which no bread. So even those Nikramas get purified. So here in the text, which has no bread, get purified. Then your mental continuing become completely, extremely completely pure. Then you will have body, speech, mind, conduct completely pure. Then the Tathagatas, going to the Blessed Ones, Buddhas, you know, always continuously they will cause you to achieve the power of concentration, power of initiation, power of the Bhumis, power of the extraordinary transcendental wisdom. And if you recite this mantra by looking in the sky, the rain will come. If you recite this mantra by looking at the ground, then the crops will grow well. If you recite this mantra by looking at the waterfalls, pond, something else, I'm not sure, sea. the water will come up. Where there used to be waterfall, where there used to be pond, you see, maybe water stream, it's called interior sea. So where there used to be this, but now anymore it's dry. So if you recite this mantra, then the water will come back. For all the sicknesses, for all the sicknesses, you wipe off with your hand, see, like this. For all the sicknesses, you wipe off, with your hand. You recite this mantra. The patient will be healed. Personal sickness will be healed. A person who lost consciousness, coma, who fainted, if you recite this mantra in the presence of that, the person will find remembrance. And person who are hungry and thirsty, if you recite this mantra in the face of that person, food and drinks will come. And if there's a great danger, happening, then you write this mantra on the cloth and put it on top of the banner. Then you will be protected from your place right there up to Bhakti, that much distance, you will be protected. certain measurement of distance. I'm not sure. There's a collateral way of counting, and Abhidhamma was sure the counting, that different ways of counting about the Bhakti. Maybe just some rough idea. Maybe this close to it, not concerned about Abhidhamma, but not sure. It's just a rough idea. 500 arm length is one yantar. So 80 yantar, maybe one bhakti. So from your house, that much distance, you will be protected. You see. So this mantra, mantra, what is called, exalted, beautifying the shape of the body. So that's the purpose. This is from Ganju. So, this example like that,
yes,
you can do unbelievable. Because even you is it even you listen or even you keep the text. So you see, so if you don't read, you keep everything. So your luck is unbelievable.